Eyewitnesses say the protests began Tuesday night in Kassala town after residents heard the Prime Minister Hamdok fired Governor Ammar. Shortly afterwards, residents of Port Sudan, Sawakin and New Halfa began demonstrating in support of their tribe mates in Kassala. Red Sea State Governor Abdallah Shangrai declared a curfew in Port Sudan and Sawakin towns from 12 p.m. to 4 a.m. after tensions escalated in the area over the sacking of Governor Ammar. Speaking through a messaging app this morning from Port Sudan, local journalist Amin Sinanda confirmed at least 6 people were killed in Sawakin Port yesterday during clashes between Ammar's supporters and opponents. Sinada says about 20 others were injured and receiving treatment in Sawakin and Port Sudan hospitals.
Sawakin Port has been affected so much during these clashes, which led to the killing of 6 individuals. 8 injured people have been taken to Sawakin Hospital, and 8 others are currently getting treatment at Port Sudan Teaching Hospital.
Sinada says the demonstration continued this morning in the town and along the feeder road linking Khartoum with Port Sudan. He says there is a heavy deployment of joint security forces patrolling the town on Land Cruiser pickups. Sinada says the sound of gunfire could be heard across the town as authorities are trying to restrict the movement of civilians during the curfew hours.
Eyewitnesses are confirming that police in Port Sudan have used live bullets along with tear gas to disperse protesters at Shahinat checkpoint. We always depend on the final report from the hospital regarding the death toll and casualties. And up to this point, we have not gotten any update on today's development.
Life in the Port Sudan and other towns seems to be paralyzed as many shopping centers and public transportation is shut down, according to Sinada.
Public transport has been cut off and many shopping centers and markets remain closed. Movement is restricted between neighborhoods. So the imposed curfew has really affected people's lives in Sawakin and Port Sudan towns.
Protests by the Ammar supporters coincided with demonstrations by the Bija community in the area against the just-signed Juba peace deal between the Sudanese government and armed groups. Bija community intellectuals say they were misrepresented during the peace negotiations. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus earlier this week, Muhammad Saleh, a member of the technical committee tasked with reconciling the peace agreement with the Sudanese constitution, says the Eastern Sudan track was one of the difficult tracks during negotiations because some voices were still demanding representation in the talks. He says that is why, when the deal was signed, they felt the Eastern track should be opened up for more consultations.
So this window open will allow these non-participants to be part and parcel of the agreement. So there will be Eastern conference which should be held. And this conference, we are hoping that it will accommodate those who were not part of Juba peace agreement.
Saleh says if the Juba peace agreement is implemented, the entire Eastern Sudan region will benefit from 30% of the national budget going into developmental projects. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.